So I experimented with NPR radio with the Uber rides. And because I'm always in meditation mode, I lost my peace. I thought, why am I losing my peace? Why do I feel like I'm losing my peace? And I realized, oh, I turned the radio on. When you go many years without noise, you start to see past this reality. You see past 3D, and I know it's hard to believe, and you can actually see the hive. When you cut the radio back on after 10 years of silence, solitude, this wasn't right, people. You can't hear from God. It's like, okay, it's like, let's say Adam and Eve out in the garden. There wasn't any radio. There wasn't any NPR or any of that stuff. You can hear from God. You could have, even if you don't hear from God, you have your own thoughts. You don't have somebody bombarding you with thoughts. I promise you, it's a real thing. A lot of the reason people have no peace is because their TV and their radio, their music. If they just cut the noise off, it'll take, it's hard to do it for 21 days, but if you can get past 21 days and you start to hear from on high, and what happens is you start to see past this reality. You start to see that your 3D repeat experience every day is not where it's at. There's deeper. Every object is an object lesson. The noise is so ridiculous, you can't even remember what you were thinking yesterday because you're being bombarded with noise. So when you cut the noise off, you can remember what you thought yesterday or 20 minutes ago. With all the radio and the music on, you can't even hear yourself. You don't even know what you were thinking 20 minutes ago. But you cut the noise off, you can remember what you thought yesterday and 4 days ago. And then by doing that, what happens is, well, I was just thinking about that yesterday, and there it appears today. Because your thoughts are the seed. Your thoughts are spirit. Mother Earth is the birthing ram. It reflects back. You're in a copy machine. I double, triple dare you to cut off the noise. As soon as you try it, somebody around you is going to cut the radio on or the music on or something. Or they're going to invite you to a store or a bar or something to go listen to music. Or your spouse is going to turn the music on when you're in the car and you're saying, hey, I'm going without music for 30 days. And your spouse will turn the music on because they can't stand the silence. People cannot stand the silence because they have to look at themselves. That's why you see a lot of people on the phone all the time. They're always talking up to somebody. They pick up the phone and start gossiping and backbiting and all that stuff and talking about the same stuff. They don't even realize they just said that last week. They just said it last week. They're not growing. They're just talking about the same stuff they talked about last week, yesterday. I did the experiment a long time ago, maybe 15 years ago. There's a few people I talked to on a regular basis, and I started taking notes. I started seeing the negativity, right? It was ridiculous. And so I started taking notes. I don't do it anymore because I don't really talk on the phone. Because I thought, every time I talk to this person, something don't feel right. Every time I talk to this person, something don't feel right. It's because they were negative, but I took notes. There was like five themes that they would say every time. And the other person that would call a lot they had the same five themes. It was different, but it was... So, at the time, I thought, what is this? This doesn't make sense. Well, it was the hive. The hive mind. They were positive people, but when they talked to me, they were negative. So, it's like they were on purpose trying to put a curse on me or something, you know, through subliminal messages or neuro-linguistic programming, you know. If you take a piece of paper and put it in your pocket, you always have a pen. So when the phone rings, the devil's using these people. When the phone rings, just listen. You don't even have to talk because they'll do all the talking. Just say, uh-huh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm, I know what you're saying, yeah, uh-huh. But while you're doing that, take a notepad and write down patterns. So the next day when they call, say, mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. They'll think it was the greatest conversation ever, even though you didn't say anything, but they think it was a conversation. You know, in order to have a conversation, both people have to talk. I mean, you know. But most of these people, they don't want it. They're just trying to bombard you with their words, their venting, or whatever it is. So write down a piece of paper. So the next day, write down two or three things, or five, or whatever. And then the third day, write it down again. Fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, seventh day. Keep that paper. Keep another piece of, every day, put a piece of paper in your pocket or back pocket or something. And then look back over the week and you'll see how the devil's trying to mess with your mind through these people. Whether they're willing agents or not, whether they know they're an agent or not, it doesn't really matter. They're agents. Write it down. Try this. Test this. I promise you, it'll change your whole life. You'll start to cut phone calls off. You'll start to cut off conversations with people, certain ways of thinking, and you'll be like, I think I'm done talking to this person. It eventually will be so clear, if you take notes, that the game that's being played on your mind, it's mind control. They're playing mind control. And so the media and the news is like a hive. And so no matter who, because if, let's say they're watching TV or listening to radio, they call you and tell you what they heard on the radio, and you really don't care, but they're bombarding you to try to get you to care, you know? And you're like, this doesn't mean anything to me. One of the things that I noticed with these people, they'll hear a news report, oh, it's going to storm tonight. And they'll say, oh, it's going to storm, it's going to storm, it's going to storm. Oh, the sky's falling. The sky's falling. They try to get you in fear that there might be a tornado. There might be something. If it happens, it happens. What can I do until it happens? Why are you trying to put somebody in fear, man? Man, woman, sister, brother, whoever. I mean, if they say it, and if they just say it one time, you know, it's different. But if it's all the time, oh no, it's going to rain. It's going to be windy. You know, if they're always, see, you'll start to see a pattern that they never talk about anything spiritual. They never talk about anything deep. Yeah, I can talk to people about average stuff, but that's not all I talk about. I try to push them higher to the next level, but they can't see it. Their mind is focused on the cares of this life. That's all they think about all day long. They can't think outside the system. And you can, and 99% of the people you start talking about, hey, what do you think about Hebrews 4? They don't know. What do you think about Romans 8? They don't even know what that is. What do you think about Colossians 1? They don't know. They don't know anything. The only thing they know is what they parrot on the radio, what they heard on the radio. That's all they know. It's pretty sad. I mean, it's sad. It's ridiculous. It's once you finally just step away from it. Part of the reason maybe why I'm able to do it is because I studied when I was getting my degree in math. I had to meditate on these problems, and I couldn't have any noise. You're trying to solve a math problem. You can't have noise when you're trying to figure out a calculus problem or some kind of math problem. But I promise you, your whole world will change if you do this. Here's what happens. So you have this thought that comes to your mind, right? And this thought is like a eureka moment, you know? You have this eureka moment. But with all the noise, it and the people around you, it pulls that thought away that you could have developed and to see deeper. As you see deeper, it all starts to make sense because you're moving to source. The mind of Christ is source. So as you move towards source, everybody else is far away from source. And so that's all we talk about is piecemeal. But once you take all the pieces and put them all together, you see the whole. You'll find out everybody's talking piecemeal and you're talking wholeness eventually. And it's like I've heard this a million times.